so that he may not appear as if he is sorrowfully lamenting these events, he gives thanks to God. What he is saying is this: there is trouble everywhere, constraints everywhere. I went to Asia. I was overloaded beyond my strength. I arrived at Troas. I could not find the brother. I did not come to you. This too caused considerable, in fact, overwhelming sadness in me, both because many of you had sinned and because I couldn't see you for this reason. For, to spare you, he says, I did not yet come to Corinth. So that he doesn't seem like he's complaining while saying this, he adds, we do not only avoid sadness in these afflictions, but we even rejoice. And what's more significant, not only for the future rewards, but for those that are present too. For even here we are esteemed and eminent through these experiences. We are so far from complaining that we even regard the situation as a victory and take pride in what occurs. That's why he also said, now thanks be to God who always makes us victorious, meaning who makes us famous to all. For what appears to be a shame being persecuted from all sides, this seems to us to be a matter of very great honor. Therefore, he didn't say, who makes us visible to all, but who makes us victorious, indicating that these persecutions establish a sequence of victories against the devil around the world. After mentioning both the author and the subject of the victory, he consequently elevates the listener. For we are not only made victorious by God, but also in Christ, that is, because of Christ and the gospel. Since it's essential to be victorious, it's necessary that we who carry the trophy are seen by all because we represent Him. For this reason, we become noticeable and prominent.